Good morning and greetings. This is Tevo DRC. We welcome you to our teaching today at the Apostolic Digital, the Digital Maven.us, OnlineFellowship.us, TevoLeader.com, etc. For the body of Christ. We're for the body of Christ. We appreciate that you respect you. We just have some differences and a different perception of a lot of the opinions that come from the top when they're surrounded by famous names, handlers, crowds, families, but also they're well known or not well known. They're in a local area. When you're buffered up on the stage pulpit area, that is where you're sent, presumably. But the idea is it's not all the same as seated down in the rank and file. I had put on sunscreen this morning. My eye is watering right when I'm filming, so I'm going to put these on. All right. God is so good, and we want everyone in our nation and across the world, black, white, brown, all politics, all kinds, all seasons in their life, to feel respected and accepted in the beloved, which is Christ's beloved. That's the Bible. That is in the Ephesians 1:6, New Testament, and it was written by Apostle Paul. And so our basic teaching of relationship theology, which is this, and the body of Christ, and respect for our fellow kinds of Christians, believers, and non-believers. Non-believers is based on the Pauline perspective of community. It's Christ's community, his global community, whether we're like sands ticking through the time glass, which is really right now, or the sands of irritation of encountering people who are fractious, suspicious, high and mighty, when you just want to go to church because you love Jesus. You have no ulterior motive, okay? So I must resemble a certain stereotype in the modern famous preacher crew that are totalitarians of this day, and it made me study it. It made me think, what in the world do I trigger just for showing up? I'm a formerly mild-mannered, very diverse person, very experienced, raised in ministry from my birth up, my father, Baptist, and I think maybe that is why God needed me to be raised the way I was, with a pure-hearted minister who is not into the fame, was not ambitious, who was respected his mother, respected my mother, all people, all colors, and he came from a little postage stamp back in the day in the Deep South called Dallas, Georgia. I remember after he died suddenly, he passed suddenly, just after I'd had my firstborn child, and he passed, and we all went down later to visit his mother, who was still alive. He was only 58. And so we all went down there to pay homage and see his mom, who was in her 80s or 90s, in Dallas. And when I'd heard of Dallas from my father, you know, my parents, Dallas, I had it all pictured in my mind. It was a tiny, back then, way back then, it was a tiny little postage stamp. I thought, where is it? Oh, we passed through it. So that is the kind of perspective I have. Now, if you see me weeping a tear, it's because of the suntan cream. But anyway, I want to honor my father, honor the pastors, honor the mothers, honor the people who are masters of the word, masters of music, the masters who are not slave-owning, slave-driving masters. And that is what brings me to the opportunity to teach today a series. It's going to be long or short, little vocabulary words describing what this person mean, because this is cross-body unity. We are pro all the kinds of Christians, all colors, all vibes, speaking in tongues, not speaking in tongues, because Paul said, found out a way not to compromise, not to be PC, but to get along and preserve the bonds of peace. Ephesians 4 says in Pauline speak of a transformed community. Why do we need leaders, Christian ministry leaders in the body of Christ, to be on the same page? Because Paul said it pleases God, and it's the way to affect society strongly. And right now there's so much cantankerousness, owning of people, my way or the highway, diatribing, TMZ type style video, character set. There's so much stuff. Nobody wants to come near the Christians because they don't know what they're going to do. And I feel that way now after the last season of the last 25 years when it's gotten harder and harder and tougher and evil and more evil, like even dangerous to a showbiz, charismatica, prophetic, mostly white kind of doctrine that is so troubling that you can't go in without being minimized, violated by victims who feel they know. It's just been something. It's celebrity, but also mixture and false teaching of submission. So, of course, Daddy was not like that. And it helped me know when I'm in the midst of that. And it's a rare group now that are well known that have not got this, you know, after all these years and accustomed to this last 40 years of growing success in ministry, accumulation. Now it's gentrified. These kinds usually seem to be very gentrified. Big shot. So right now we're pro them. I'm pro the human. It's the fruit. Because why? Here is why. We want people to know the Holy Spirit without triggering bias from certain kinds of charismatica that think they know more and they don't really love or relate to people. So if no shoe fits, please don't wear it. And let me say this. I was pondering Mr. Rogers, the famous Mr. Rogers, who's now in heaven, who is an ordained Baptist minister. And back in the day, my children used to watch Mr. Rogers with his cardigan sweater on TV. And I remember listening to Mr. Rogers' song, and I think it applies to right now when I'm teaching with this forceful, stir it up, not crowd-pleasing, submitted Selah message. Not dogma, not autocratic, but faithful are the wounds of a friend, tossing over a lot of religious spirit, money-making tables, because it seems to be about mammon. Love them, Lord. Forgive us all for our, you know. So Mr. Rogers would say it like this. He would not accuse people. I'm not accusing you by name, your group. I'm just confronting doctrine, reproving Bible 2 Timothy 3:16-17, my major call. The Bible, God's word, is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for correction, and for reproving, so that the men and women of God, the human person of God, can be peacefully prospered, have all their needs met. All right. So Mr. Rogers would say it like this. No matter what I've done, no matter what you've done, no matter what you haven't done. Because, see, I go back to big Bible scholars in my family and myself, by God's grace. And this minister found out that I am perceived incorrectly by people, you know, the bias on behalf of the rest of you who are perceived wrong, incorrectly, as a sent one from 1976 on to study the body from age 24 to now. And the Lord said 3 times, if you see something that happens while you're visiting, you're submitted to all the house rules, you're calm and you're quiet, like always, like ever since I was born, you know, I'm always polite, fear of the Lord. And he said, if you see something that hurts people 3 times or more, or hurts my good name when people go to a church to fellowship or get in a group to worship me, that is a sign. I see a lot of it, and I'm calling you to teach on it. That's why I'm teaching this strongly, because the last days are here, and people are in peril, and dangerous times have come, and it's stress. It's been stressful for years, but it's really stress. They don't need to pay that, you know, nearly want to kill themselves and then go to church to take off, and then they get slammed because of bias, racism, misogyny, you're not our style. It's creepology. It's just creepology, but it's crept in. All right. So we're just setting it straight for the lay of the land, the lake of fire, the lake of fire. When you go to some of these churches, this dysfunctional, maybe they're dystopian, dysfunctional church. They've seen it all. They are it all. There's 2 Timothy 3:1-5. So instead of naming you and them and their people, which I wouldn't, I don't do that. They do it. I don't do it. You just learn the hard way by being around this stuff. All right. So as Mr. Rogers would say, I call him a Baptist prophet, in a cardigan. He would say, "It's you I like. So let's talk to those." Now, see, I believe that Isaiah 1:18 is true for now. It's truth. Isaiah 1:18, God's biggest picture, and Jesus and mine. Mine is Isaiah 1:18. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, he will wash them white as snow. No matter what you did, no matter what you didn't do, Lord, I forgive them, and I forgive myself. I forgive, God forgives me, and I want to do it, and I need to do it for you, and that is how I teach it. So Mr. Rogers didn't teach like that, but he said it so amazing to translate, and because of the super sensitive, gifted day in which the gifted and talented Christ follower and all kinds of people who are immune to, you know, oh, no, they're complaining. They're, you know, all this rigmarole. I mean, really, who'd have thought? All right. Mr. Rogers would say, "It's you I like." And here's the original song. "It's you I like. It's not the clothes you wear. It's not the way you wear your hair. It's you I like." And I feel that. I think that's great. I used to mock Mr. Rogers back then. I thought, ooh. But now I see. Now I see. So in light of cantankerous, woebegone, poor me, psychic, occult, demonic, defiling, Christ-following pockets and sub-caliber, anti-Christ witchcraft in the Christian ministry in certain groups and doctrinal giant flows even in this region, not all of them. Then you just say it like this: hey, those guys and gals, those memorable guys and gals, it's you I like. It's not the false teaching and the psychic drama and emotional intrigue that you wear. It's not the way you just sort of stand off and read us and never talk to us and scowl and call us unsubmitted. No, it's she is the human. And that is how I approach this. So no matter how dramatic, how over the top to stir up the waking, slumbering indifferent, this person will be, then I'll do it. But if I meet them in the store, over at the coffee shop, or go see them face to face, if they want to talk then I would never be mean to them. I love them. I really do. I do. And the ones out here, many of them are really just never been taught. They must have come up from the Mountain Williams School of Theology, and that's who they were mentored by. I think some of these people were stuck in the 80s deliverance movement, you know, where you see a devil on everybody, but you're bigger than everybody else and you don't need to talk to them, they're not human. So we got a lot of this, but it's more like resembling the New World Order of whatever it is, where they dehumanize people. They look at you as an it, so they don't care about you if you deliver, die. Not all are like that. But I'm talking mainly to what I would say is the subcategory of substandard witch watching. Witch watching is, and I'm going to, because I have a lot of experience, a lot of vocabulary to make it plain. I'm not spooked by this. I'm not a charismatic. I'm not a crazy manic. There are three kinds of tongue talkers. All right. There are three times of all kinds that speak in tongues, charismatics included. And you have to discern each one, not by their gift, not by their outfits, their mega or micro. You discern them and you assess them and evaluate by the fruit that remains at the grassroots in relationships. All right. I call it abiding relationship theology art. Deep inside each human heart is art, abiding relationship theology. Are they straightforward? Are they loving? Are they giving? Are they true? Are they other kind of art? Are they dark art, you know, manipulating and crafting and reading you and all this stuff, slime? So you got to watch out. All right. So for the sake of anything, I'm going to go through some vocabulary that I'll have later. Doctrinal bathwaters. What about, you know, when do you experience, what are the doctrinal bathwaters of a church when you go for a long time in these Christ followers? All right. What is a big A apostle, big P prophet, capital A apostle, versus what we are, the offscouring of the world, Galatians 1:1-2, you know, servant leader, lowercase a, like Paul, a teaching apostle. And we have a lot more to teach about, but I've got to go and run my errands now and go figure out other ways to tick off the big boss. But, you know, I don't mean that really. Well, I respect it. If you were born a certain background, if you were born a certain back, in a certain day, in a certain race, in a certain culture, in a certain type of raising, dysfunctional, uneducated, undereducated, overly educated, it doesn't matter. It's your backstory. And I'm telling you from my point of view how you can help people by being bolder, more mature, more equal opportunity, real respect, servant leader, and also humbling yourself to really know the true community teaching of Ephesians 4, which is supposed to be for now to be a witness to society. That is all. So I'm teaching, the topic is submission. That means this kind. The unusual doctrine set in concrete. Submission is, it is consensual. It's consensual. And you got to teach them how to do it. And I will later, but another time, another day. But this is our welcome to the first part of surely to provoke thought, even controversy, even high horse outrage. But we love them. That's okay. That is your choice because you're part of the community. We're doing it in James 3:17, fruit. James 3:17 is how I comport myself, how you should comport myself, how you could train people to resemble at all times with God's help the wisdom from above, which is pure, no secret agenda, not harboring grudges, pure, peaceable, easily entreated, respectful to another's opinion, are easily entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, 22, 23, Apostle Paul, love, God's love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, and self-control, self-government, which is the root of all this submission teaching. Pure, peaceable, easily entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality. And without partiality means without, with respect for all, giving respect for each and every style, color, male, female, any other that comes through our doors. Treat everyone with like a peer until proven otherwise. Respect. And train people so they will know to do it to you. All right. Pure, peaceable, easily entreated, full of mercy and good fruit, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Hey, I'm not playing around. What you see is what you get. And what you've seen is what you got the whole time. So we're here saying, hey, I'm not trying to be a phony. I'm trying to let you know this is really a valid comment for many people because of the false teaching and the vanity, the little g gods that are out there because of, I hate to say it, performance and success and attainment, maybe in certain places, but no love, not mixing. See, this is the thing. I was brought up where the pastor, you know, and you can if you got a mega church, but I have been in Dallas where a giant mega church who is Baptist, white Baptist, that was on television, he stood at the exit and shook my hand as a female in Dallas, patriarchal Dallas, and he took time, he was interested, he valued me as a visitor, as a human. That is possible, each one of us. All right. God bless you. Be bold. Choose to be loving, forgiving, upstanding, and bold and courageous. God loves you. Bye-bye.